Turning to state-level news, a lot of bills heading into and through the General Assembly in Raleigh that we're following. One of them on an issue that is near and dear to my heart. A number of Democrats in the State House have introduced HB 437. This is a bill called the Fair Maps Act, which, if it's passed, would put a constitutional amendment on the ballot for voters to create an independent redistricting commission. We've spent the last several decades now talking about the pitfalls involving redrawing the district lines for state legislative districts, U.S. congressional districts. We're certainly going to have that debate again in the next coming months and the next couple of years and possibly beyond. This would create an independent redistricting commission so lawmakers wouldn't be the ones responsible for drawing their own district lines. One of the co-sponsors of the bill is State Representative Verla Insko, who represents Orange County, and she joins us here now in the studio. Representative Insko, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Thank you for inviting me.
So tell us just in general, I mean, that was the 15-second summary of the issue, but the specifics of the Fair Maps Act, what would it do?
It would create an independent commission that did not have any state legislators on it that would draw the lines. And the bill lays out a lot of specifics on how it's done and who does it. But it would basically follow the Constitution. You can't divide counties. You, to the extent possible, you don't divide cities. They would even like to keep precincts whole if possible. Population would be equal. Mm. Those kinds of guidelines.
Does it require a state constitutional amendment to create one of these?
Well, if we didn't have a state constitutional amendment, then every year we'd have a bill to change the law.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the constitutional amendment is the way to go. The other states have used it through a constitutional amendment. So that's been the model.
Yeah. This has obviously been a debate for many decades in North Carolina, and as you mentioned, it's a debate that's happening on the national level as well. And a number of states have made this change already.
Yes.
What do we know about the impact of it?
Right. It's, and I think the drafters here and the sponsors looked at all those other states to see what model they'd like to use, and they've selected models features from various models.
What do we know about the impact of something like this on state government? We've got examples from other states around the country.
Oh, I think it would make a huge change here, because our current system is skewed to benefit parties, Republican parties specifically, but to disadvantage black voters specifically, which is a really unconstitutional to do. So, and actually, the Supreme Court ruled that gerrymandering that was done was... What did they say? It was surgically...
targeted with surgical
right.
precision, yeah. This is such a complicated issue, because you've got racial gerrymandering, you've got partisan gerrymandering. One of them is unconstitutional on the national level. One of them is unconstitutional on both levels. It's very difficult to tease one out from the other. It's a fascinating issue to follow if you don't spend all of your time being frustrated by the fact that it's an issue at all, right?
Yes, so I think gerrymandering has always gone on. Mm-hmm. But until we had computers, they had to do it with pen and pencil and a map and probably incomplete numbers. And it was very difficult to actually do too much massive cheating, massive exclusions like that that benefited, really clearly benefited one party. So it's hard to... So the voter registration is about equally divided between Democrats, independents, and Republicans. And so if the independents are split half and half, then the parties are really pretty well balanced against each other. And the maps should reflect that. Mm-hmm. And for years, the maps did reflect it. Even though using pen and pencil is a lot different than using a computer, where you have a lot of information, race, voting patterns, and you can actually draw lines. And there's something called packing and stacking, where you actually pack voters together to disadvantage their influence on other surrounding precincts or surrounding counties. And so we have really strange districts that divide. I think we even have one district that only it's got two different blocks, and it touches in one point.
Mm-hmm.
So that's unconstitutional.
Yeah.
Under this new law, that would be unconstitutional.
And we've got that, and we used to have the one that started in Greensboro, and it's basically just if you lived literally on I-85
yes.
between Greensboro
yes.
and Charlotte.
And of course,
yeah.
a Democrat did that,
yeah.
which was a good, you know, both parties do it.
Yeah.
I hope we have support from both parties for this bill. I'm very active in election law. And I've been a big supporter of this. I don't know whether they've managed to get any. I haven't checked to see if they've gotten any Republican co-sponsors. I know that there are some Republicans in favor of this.
Yeah, this is also kind of the frustrating part about the issue, because in the 2000s, when Democrats controlled the General Assembly, it was this exact same debate flipped,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Republicans were the ones proposing laws like this,
yes.
And there was Democratic resistance,
right.
And now control of the General Assembly has flipped, and now the party positions have flipped as well. So at some point, pretty much everyone has gotten on board with something
this.
It's just
a
matter of doing it at the same time.
Yes, and I hope this year it would move. I wish that they had gotten a primary sponsor that was Republican.
Mm-hmm.
I think the bill would be more likely to move. But this is a bill that I think will be if it doesn't pass this year, it will be a big issue in the 2022 election.
Certainly. Speaking with State Representative Verla Insko, again talking about HB 437, which is the Fair Maps Act, creating an independent redistricting commission to draw district lines for state House, state Senate, U.S. Congress as well. And you mentioned a couple of things about it, but who would be on the commission?
Well, that's a really good point. There's a process of selecting. It would have 15 members. It would have 5 Democrats, 5 Republicans, and 5 from neither of the 2 largest parties. I bet probably mostly independents. And of course, those independents vote one way or the other, and there's a pattern there. And then there's a restriction on who's eligible.
Mm-hmm.
No lobbyists, no major political donors, no relatives of people who are members in the General Assembly. So we would exclude those people. And they would apply to the state auditor. So there's a process. And then the state auditor screens those for eligibility and submits those to the North Carolina Human Relations Commission. And they submit a pool of 60. They pick 60, 20 Republicans, 20 Democrats, and then 20 that are not affiliated. And that goes to the General Assembly. And then both parties have so many, 8 are selected by the leadership of both parties from the House and the Senate, and then the final 7 are chosen at random. This is done to provide as much diversity as you can possibly provide, given everybody's wish to have more power.
What else should people know about the issue or the bill?
Well, the commission has to hold 20 public hearings across the state. And then 10, that's 10 before the plan is drawn, and then 10 after the plan is drawn before it's finalized. And they have to make resources available to the public so that the public actually does have an opportunity to participate in this. And then the adoption of the plan before it goes into effect has to have at least 9 members of the commission vote for it, including at least 3 Republicans, 3 Democrats, and 3 unaffiliated. And then if a commission is unable to adopt a plan, what happens? Because some states, if a commission is not able to adopt, sometimes that goes back to the General Assembly. But here it goes to a special master and to draw the plan.
Mm-hmm. Speaking again with State Representative Verla Insko, and we've got to wrap up this conversation. But as we do, if people want more information on the bill or just on the issue in general, where's a good place for them to go?
Well, the primary sponsors are Representative Pricey Harrison, Representative Marsha Morey, Representative Greer Martin, and Representative Robert Reeves. They could, of course, contact any one of them, but I would welcome emails or text messages or phone calls about this myself. Verla.insko@ncleg.net. Verla.insko@ncleg.net would be the best way to reach me.
And again, the bill is HB 437, the Fair Maps Act. We'll keep following that as it moves through the General Assembly. Representative Insko, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.